talking about what matters in your world. This is The Rush with Reshmi Nair and Scott MacArthur on News Talk 1010 Toronto.
All right, we talked to him yesterday for a little Ray Liotta. That was off schedule. He didn't bring the gavel yesterday, but Judge Richard Krause is back with the gavel, and that's because it is just after 4 o'clock on a Friday, and that means that the host of the podcast, Last Call with Richard Krause, joins us for Entertainment Court to rule on the pop culture stories taking center stage in the court of public opinion.
Order in the Entertainment Court. Let's get judgy.
Court is now in session.
I'm feeling extra judgy. Judge Krause, what's our first case?
We've got lots to talk about today. So we're going to start with Ellen DeGeneres. Her last show of 19 seasons was yesterday. And it was a big show. Billie Eilish, Pink, Jennifer Aniston was on it. And it's interesting to look back over the width and breadth of Ellen's career because she was an LGBTQ icon after her sitcom was canceled. She was in the wilderness for a little while, came back with this talk show. Everybody loved her. There was dancing. There was music. It was lighthearted. Everybody loved her until they didn't. And there was a backlash that led to the end of the show. She decided to retire the show after 19 seasons. But here's the question that I have for you. Does it matter that Ellen DeGeneres apparently isn't the ray of sunshine in real life that she portrayed on the television talk show?
No, it doesn't matter. I love her still. I saw her stand up in Vancouver and it was the Orpheum. It was full of lesbians. And she came out on stage and said, I know what you're all thinking. You think I'm your leader. And I'm not your leader. And we were all falling on the floor because she's always said that if you know her, you know that what she's trying to do is bring that ray of sunshine, but she is not claiming to be that ray of sunshine.
I feel badly for anybody who was affected by a toxic workplace or whatever they experienced one-on-one or in groups with her, but she is an icon, whether she wants to be or not. She is a leader for the LGBTQ plus community, whether she wants to be or not. And she did bring joy to millions of people's lives with this show for two decades. And in the early seasons, Richard, of her sitcom in the 1990s, yep, which I thought was terrific as well. It doesn't matter to me. I just hope that if she mistreated people, she addresses the pain inside of her to that led her to be that way. And if she can grow from it, that is good for her and those around her. But she is an absolute TV star and legend.
Yeah, and we're all experiencing how to drop the toxicity in our workplace. Show me a workplace that isn't toxic, right, Judge Krause? What's your verdict?
No, absolutely. So here's the verdict. In today's world, authenticity is more important than ever for public figures. But having said that, Ellen may be prickly offstage, and the stories about her likely led to the earlier than planned demise of the show. But the winner here really is Ellen, because who else gets 19 years on television 5 days a week? That's an incredible run. You can never complain about that. Even if she had to retire the show early, she made people more people happy than unhappy, and she can now be as prickly or not as she wants to be off camera. That is my verdict.
Judge Krause, what's our next case?
We're going to have a look at the closing arguments in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. So after 6 weeks, it is now settled. It is, well, it's not settled. It's with the jury right now. And I've got it on a screen here just in case they come back with a verdict, because there is some talk that the jury was just going to walk into the jury room and just like keep in a line, like a conga line, come right back out with a verdict. So I'm keeping an eye on that in case it happens while we're here. But we all know the details here. There's been lots of ugly testimony spread out between the two stars, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Here's my question, though. No matter which way the jury goes, is there actually going to be a winner in this case? Is anyone going to walk away from this feeling good about themselves?
I'm going to be the winner, Richard, because this case will be over. But seriously, no, there is no winner. And here's why. These are two people who clearly are troubled. And if I draw a link to Ellen in my response to your question about the conclusion of her show, I would simply say that Johnny Depp and Amber Heard seem to be two people who need to figure some of their own you-know-what out. And I hope that after this trial ends, they are able to look in the mirror and give strong consideration toward doing that.
No winners at all, because I think they tried to get her countersuit thrown out. That's not going to be thrown out. So this isn't the last that we're going to hear of all of this. I thought I knew Johnny Depp. I learned more about Amber Heard. I don't really like either of them.
Well, there's a lot of money at stake here and two very high-profile careers, but I don't think either of them will emerge as winners, although I do think that there's a winner. What could have been a referendum on Me Too was instead an attempt at public rehabilitation by both of them. But after 6 weeks of trial, nothing's really emerged that makes either of them look all that great, let alone clear their reputations. No matter what the real verdict is, here's my verdict, is that nobody walks out of that courtroom a winner, except for the experts who were hired at upwards of $1,000 an hour to testify for each of them. That's my verdict.
All right, Judge Krause, what's our next case?
Let's hear just a little bit of clip 62, Mike, and then I'll give you the case. Everybody loves ABBA, whether they'll admit it or not. And ABBA, who have not really performed in public for 40 years, who have rarely ever been seen in public together for 40 years, now have a show, which is their avatars. They were videotaped and turned into holograms, singing their big hit songs. Those avatars perform with a live band. It was a huge hit in Europe yesterday when they debuted it. Here's my question, though. Is this a money-grabbing gimmick, or is it a legit form of entertainment?
I think it's both. I saw the Tupac hologram in Coachella. It was terrible. I think the sing-alongs is what will make this successful.
Yeah, and I happen to agree with Reshmi on this one. I do think it's both, but isn't anything that any of these bands or any of these TV shows do, with their proliferation of syndication, or now they're on streaming services, a business proposition? Absolutely. Of course it is. And I agree, Judge Krause. ABBA, you love them even if you won't admit it. They are the Golden Girls of music.
They are indeed the Golden Girls of music. Here's my verdict. I think that this is a cool bit of technology, but it feels really disingenuous to me to go to a concert and to see avatars sing. Like the old computer-generated commercial of Fred Astaire dancing with a vacuum cleaner, just because you can do something doesn't mean that you should do something. That's my verdict.
Richard, always fun. We'll do it again next Friday and look forward to it, of course.
Thanks for having me.
Have a great weekend.
There he is, Richard Krause, judge on The Rush in Entertainment Court each and every Friday.